My parents got divorced, and I'm so scared about my new school. I wish my mom would listen to me.
Don't worry. I know someone who's always ready to listen when you need him. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. It's true, life can be really tough sometimes, and you might need someone to listen to your problems. Your parents are the best people here on earth to start with, and if you're a Christian, you also have a heavenly Father who wants to hear what you're going through too. Listen to Psalm 34. It says, "Pray to the Lord, and He will hear you. He will save you from all your troubles. The Lord is close to those who have suffered disappointment. He saves those who are discouraged." So when you need a listening ear, remember you can always turn to God. And our story today, it's called A Listening Ear. Ella looked at the tall buildings surrounding her new home. A big lump formed in her throat as she thought about the stormy divorce that had taken her father away from her. She tried to tell her mother how lonely she was, but she felt like Mom didn't really listen. "I know Mom's nervous about starting her new job today," thought Ella, "but I wish she'd think a little bit more about me and how I'm feeling on my first day at a new school." Ella felt nervous as she walked into her new school, but the principal was kind and led Ella to her classroom to introduce her to the class. When the bell rang for lunch, Holly, the girl sitting in front of Ella, turned around. "Want to eat lunch with me?" she asked. Ella breathed a huge sigh of relief as she went with her new friend to the cafeteria. "What do your parents do?" asked Holly as she and Ella ate. "My mom's starting a new job at the hospital today, and my dad..." Ella had hoped no one would ask about her dad. "He's a salesman," she said vaguely. "How about your parents? What do they do?" "My mom's an engineer, and I never knew my dad. He left when I was a baby." Ella didn't answer right away. "My parents are divorced, too," she finally said in a small voice. She felt tears rising to her eyes and fought them back. "And my mom just thinks about her own problems and doesn't even listen when I talk about mine." "I know what you mean," said Holly. "I was really lonely until I met my heavenly father." "Your what?" asked Ella. Holly smiled. "My heavenly father, God. He always listens. I can talk to him about anything, and he helps me feel not so lonely." "Must be nice," said Ella wistfully. Holly leaned forward in her chair. "Why don't you come to church with me and learn about him?" she suggested. "He can be your heavenly father, too." "You mean he'll listen to me, too?" asked Ella. "And help me not to feel lonely?" "Definitely," said Holly. She got up. "Ready to go outside?" "Yes," Ella said. "But tell me more about your heavenly father." "So how about you? Do you know God as your heavenly father? You can know him because of what Jesus did for you when he died on the cross for your sins and rose again. He loves you and is always ready to listen to what you have to say. Why not go to him now?" For more information on what it means to know Jesus, make sure to check out the ABCs of Salvation found on page 109 of our Keys for Kids print devotional, or go to our website, keysforkids.org/ABC. Our key verse today is Psalm 34:15. "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." And our key thought, God always listens. You know, I love reading the Keys for Kids stories every single day, and I hope that you love to listen every single day. Make sure you don't miss any of the Keys for Kids stories with the smartphone app. Just get your parents' help and go to your app store and search for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids. I'll see you again tomorrow.